Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello friends, my name is Anne Marie, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together. My name is Garrett.
And this is Studio Classroom. Friends, you are just in time for day two of our article called The Challenge and Rush of Via Ferrata.
Ooh, this has been a fun lesson so far. We're not quite done, friends, but let's start off today with a talk about it question. We're asking, what is the most adventuresome thing you've ever done?
The most adventuresome thing I've ever done? Well, I remember when I was in high school, I went whitewater rafting in West Virginia, and that felt pretty adventuresome.
That sounds pretty difficult. I once hiked into the jungles of Costa Rica and lived with natives for a week. That was pretty adventuresome.
Certainly sounds like it. What about you, friends? This is something you can think about and get ready to talk about in English as we talk about the very adventuresome Via Ferrata. Let's get into our lesson for today.
The Challenge and Rush of Via Ferrata. Via Ferrata climbing, however, is not without difficulties. Some routes are physically demanding, requiring endurance, strength, and careful balance. Climbers must be prepared for long vertical sections, sudden changes in the weather, and sometimes slippery or exposed rock surfaces. The mental challenges can be just as significant as the physical ones, as climbers face intimidating or even frightening heights. Proper preparation, which includes wearing the right gear, understanding the route, and knowing one's limits, is essential to safely enjoy the experience.
Hi friends, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 首先来看动词 intimidate， 意思是威吓或是使害怕。来看例句 ：The new employee's confidence didn't intimidate Sarah. Instead, it motivated her to improve. 这位新员工的自信并没有让 Sarah 感到害怕，反而激励她要进步。Intimidate 的过去分词 intimidated 可以当形容词用，意思是感到害怕的或是被吓到的。譬如Marco pretended to be calm, though the interviewer's silence made him feel intimidated. Marco 假装镇定，尽管面试官的沉默让他感到有些害怕。名词呢是 intimidation， 表示威胁、恐吓的行为或是语气。譬如 ，The manager's tone bordered on intimidation, despite his polite words.这位经理虽然用词客气，但语气中却带着威吓的意味。
Well, friends, we find out here in the next part of this article that there are some challenges that come with this style of climbing. Let's learn about what those are together.
Right, we could say it's not a walk in the park. Via Ferrata climbing, however, is not without difficulties.Some routes are physically demanding, requiring endurance, strength, and careful balance.
I like that word endurance, friends, and we should take a look at it together. This is the ability to keep going despite difficulty.
For example, marathon runners need great endurance to keep running for so long.And that word endurance could apply to our physical endurance or mental endurance.
Exactly. Let's find out a little bit why Via Ferrata requires this physical endurance. We read, climbers must be prepared for long vertical sections, sudden changes in the weather, and sometimes slippery or exposed rock surfaces.
And friends, are you prepared to talk about some of that English? Well, our first phrase is to be prepared for something. It means you're ready for it.
Here's a way you could use be prepared in a sentence. Always be prepared for bad weather.
That is a good piece of advice. We also talked about vertical sections here. Vertical is a great word to know when talking about rock climbing or when you're just in something like math class. Vertical means straight up and down. Here in rock climbing, that would be climbing up rather than across, which we would say is horizontal.
And these cliff faces in our article are almost vertical. These sound really difficult to climb up.
I absolutely agree. So you need to be ready for all of this. You've got to be strong. And we also read the mental challenges can be just as significant as the physical ones, as climbers face intimidating or even frightening heights.
It seems like this style of climbing makes you feel very close to the face of the rock there. And I can imagine that this could make you feel really nervous once you get up really high and look out around you.
Absolutely, that is definitely true. Well, proper preparation, which includes wearing the right gear, understanding the route, and knowing one's limits is essential to safely enjoy the experience.
I see a word we need to talk about together, friends. It's that word essential. If something is essential, it is absolutely necessary.
Just like water. Water is essential when exercising and to stay alive in general.
Exactly. Well, we see here that it's essential to enjoy these experiences of climbing safely. So it makes me think that if you are not trained properly or if you don't have the right equipment, there's a way to do it that's just not safe.
Oh, you might be terrified once you get up high on that rock face. And especially if you don't do this very often. I know that rock climbing has been very popular, especially over like the last decade. This seems like a somewhat safer way to do it. But if you're not used to it, it could be difficult.
I agree. All right, friends, we're not done learning about this, so let's get on with our next reading right now.
The Challenge and Rush of Via Ferrata. The history of Via Ferrata is remarkable as well as practical. These routes were first created during World War I in the Dolomite Mountains of northern Italy. Soldiers needed a safe way to move across dangerous mountain terrain while transporting supplies and performing military operations. Engineers installed cables, ladders, and iron rungs into the cliffs, allowing troops to climb and cross high passes efficiently. After the war, many of these routes were abandoned by the military, but climbers soon recognized their potential for adventure tourism.
Drones mapped the forest terrain to help scientists track animal migration routes. 无人机绘制了森林地形图，以帮助科学家追踪动物的迁徙路线。如果是 territory, 则是指领土或是地盘。譬如 ,wolves mark their territory carefully, warning others not to cross the invisible line. 狼会小心地标记它的地盘。警告其他动物不要越过那道无形的界限。形容词 subterranean 是指地下的或是地底下的。譬如 ,the miners descended into the subterranean tunnels where daylight hadn't touched for centuries. 矿工们下到地下隧道里面已有数个世纪未见过天日。
We've learned what Via Ferrata is. We've learned how to do it.And now it's time for us to talk about a little bit of its history.
All right, let's talk about the history. The history of Via Ferrata is remarkable as well as practical.
I heard you pronounce that a little bit differently that time,
I pronounced
Garrett.
It a little bit more Italian. After all, it is from Italian.
Ah, that makes a lot of sense. Well, we see a word there we need to talk about, and it is that word remarkable. This is worth noting because it is unusual and impressive.
Here's an example sentence. His strength, even at that height, is remarkable.
We read on here, these routes were first created during World War I in the Dolomite Mountains of northern Italy.
All right, those are very close to the Alps, kind of a different part of it. Soldiers needed a safe way to move across dangerous mountain terrain while transporting supplies and performing military operations.
Transporting supplies. Now, when you transport something, this means to carry people or things from one place to another.
Absolutely. For example, a cable car can transport tourists upward to the top of a mountain.
So it sounds like these were originally military routes, and they were used to transport things or people.
Right, during World War I, so about 100 years ago is when they first built these things. And we read on, engineers installed cables, ladders, and iron rungs into the cliffs, allowing troops to climb across high passes efficiently.
There's a lot of great terms in this sentence that we can learn to help us understand it better, friends. First, we're looking at that word installed. If you install something, you put it in place and you make it ready to be used.
All right. For example, metal steps were installed on the rock to make it easier to walk up.
We see something else in this sentence, and it's that word rungs. A rung is the crossbars on a ladder.
Exactly, the things that you step on. For example, the man gripped the cold metal rungs tightly so he wouldn't fall down.
There's one more thing we need to look at in this sentence, friends. We read here that you had to cross high passes efficiently. Now, what is a pass?
Well, a pass is a narrow path through mountains. This is a noun here. It's another way to go through those mountains.
Let's use it in one more sentence. The high mountain passes were snowy.
All right, so those passes are often a little bit lower than the highest peaks of the mountains, but they can still be hard to get through.
All right, let's read a little bit more about the history here, friends. After the war, many of these routes were abandoned by the military, but climbers soon recognized their potential for adventure tourism.
All right, so they had one use originally is why they were put there, but people are still using these routes today for a very different reason.
I like that because the routes aren't just they're going to waste now. People are using them and enjoying them, even though it's for a different purpose.
It is fun to know the history though. Well, friends, we do have a little bit more to talk about. First, let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Be prepared. When I was younger, I once went camping prepared, or so I thought. I brought snacks, a sleeping bag, and a flashlight, but no batteries. I learned very quickly that being almost prepared is just another way of being not prepared. Let's start with the phrase, be prepared. It's a reminder or a warning. Be ready for what's coming. Think ahead. Don't forget the batteries. Be prepared for cold weather. You should be prepared for surprises. Now, the cool thing is that be prepared is part of a bigger pattern. Be plus adjective, which often describes a state, condition, or readiness. Here are a few common examples. Be excited is a state of emotion. I'm excited for the weekend. Be confused, a mental state. She was confused by the directions. Be impressed, reacting to something. I was impressed by his presentation. Be overwhelmed, feeling overloaded. They were overwhelmed by the news. The structure is simple but powerful. It tells us how someone is, not what they're doing. It describes a condition, not an action. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
The Challenge and Rush of Via Ferrata. Today, many Via Ferrata routes are carefully maintained for recreational use, preserving the history while providing thrilling adventures for outdoor lovers. Enjoying incredible views and connecting with history make Via Ferrata climbing a unique and memorable way to experience the mountains.
Recreational 意思是娱乐的, 休闲的, 譬如, governments invest in recreational spaces to improve mental health and community well-being. 政府投资建设休闲空间以改善心理健康和社区福祉。 名词呢是 recreation, 就是指娱乐活动或是消遣。 譬如, the town offers free recreation activities like dance lessons and outdoor movie nights. 这个小镇提供免费的娱乐活动，像是舞蹈课和户外晚间电影。如果去掉 recreation 字首的re， 就变成另一个名词 creation， 意思是创造物或者作品。譬如 ，Every invention starts as a small idea before becoming a remarkable creation. 每项发明都始于一个很小的想法，最终才成为非凡的作品。 今天的 Language Lab 就到这里喽， I'll see you next time.
Friends, now that we know the history of Via Ferrata routes, let's bring things to the present. What's going on with these routes today?
All right, let's read together. Today, many Via Ferrata routes are carefully maintained for recreational use. Let's stop there.
All right, and talk about that word, maintained. If something is maintained, friends, it means that it is kept in good condition.
All right, let's use that in a sentence. The roads in our town are well maintained.
Let's read the rest of the sentence now that we know what maintained means. So these routes are carefully maintained for recreational use, preserving the history while providing thrilling adventures for outdoor lovers.
All right, we see something that we've kind of talked about already. That's that word thrilling. If something is thrilling, it's very exciting and it provides a lot of thrill.
It sounds like these mountain passes are very thrilling here in our article today, friends. It's something that would feel very exciting to pass.
Absolutely. For a certain kind of person, some people love that excitement and danger. It just gets them out of bed in the morning. And for other people, it's just not for them.
No, definitely not. But we read on here, friends, enjoying incredible views and connecting with history make Via Ferrata climbing a unique and memorable way to experience the mountains.
All right, we have one more thing to talk about here. It's that phrase, connecting with. If you connect with something, you kind of form a bond or relationship with it. That could be a person, a thing, or even an experience.
Let's use that phrase in a couple different ways to understand it better. You might say, I like to take a walk in the afternoon to connect with nature. Or you could say that some people just love connecting with new people.
Right. Either way, you find something in common, or it helps you understand something more about that other thing that helps you appreciate it.
Mm. Now, I really like about this sport or this way of climbing that it is a way for people to mountain climb that feels very thrilling and exciting, but is also very safe, because there are many ways that you could go mountain climbing.
Yes. I know I have a lot of friends that love to do different kinds of mountain climbing, especially bouldering, is a very accessible way. Often you don't use ropes. You're climbing a large boulder outside, but one that allows you to fall down on pads. You can even do this in a climbing gym, but this really gets you outside.
I like that it's so much in nature as well. So you're not just climbing and exercising your body and feeling that thrill, but you're enjoying the beautiful scenery around you.
And a lot of this history is focused in a beautiful and fascinating area around the European Alps, even in quite a few different countries. I imagine that they have continue to build up this infrastructure where maybe it started in Italy, but they've put in new rungs for different ladders, different chains, and allowed you to do this in many different places.
That really makes me wonder how this sport has changed over the last, 100 years since these routes were put on the mountains. If there are a lot of new ones or not so many, or if they have changed in any way since then.
Well, friends, if you're curious and would love to know more about climbing the Via Ferrata, go ahead and look up some more information online. Maybe this is a sport that tickles your fancy or is something you're interested in. Friends, right now, it's time to go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 主词加 be 加 not without 加名词的用法，这是常见且实用的双重否定句型，用来表达强烈的肯定，带有委婉或强调的语气。Not without 后面常接抽象名词，代表特质、价值、问题或性质。常见的用法有 not without merit 确实有优点，not without reason。 的确有道理, not without controversy, 确实引起争议。 来看一个例句, investing in that market is not without risk, so careful planning is essential. 投资那个市场并非没有风险, 所以必须要仔细规划。
Well, friends, we've reached the end of this article, and you know what that means. It's time for today's Talk About It question. Let's take a look at it together. Would you want to climb a Via Ferrata? Why or why not?
Well, that's very similar to what we talked about yesterday. I would love to climb a Via Ferrata. And I also wonder if these are only focused around this area of Europe, or if this has become popular in other parts of the world.
That's a good question, because if you answer this question with a yes, you're basically saying that you want to travel to the Alps and experience it there. But it is a good question to ask if these routes exist other places in the world.
Yeah, and like we've talked about before, if you did do this, it's important to be prepared for it. It might be somewhat easier than other styles of climbing. That doesn't mean it's a walk in the park or something that's very simple.
That is why I probably would say no. I would not want to try this because I don't think I have the proper endurance to do this sport. I think that I would have to train for a while. I do really enjoy hiking, and I think I'll stick with that for now.
I think it sounds like the kind of thing that if I signed up for it, I would have the motivation to train.
But what about you, friends? Do you think you would like to try a Via Ferrata? That is something that you can talk about in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
A friend loves at all times. A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.